I remember I sit in your seats. We rushed out of the classroom, even with no bio break. So we have to come to the chapel, and then we rushed back to the classroom. But those messages, those chapels were so encouraging, so inspiring. When I went back to the classroom, I feel I'm refreshed, re-energized, and so let's keep going for another 1 hour, right? So, yes. I hope today, when we open God's Word, we also get encouraged by His Word. I don't know, Stan just introduced, I graduated in 2018. Even though I'm old in age, I'm really old in age, but I'm still naive and young in wisdom. Since 2018, I started serving in the Pearland Chinese Church. It's been a pretty exciting journey, especially in the last, since pandemic. I don't know how you guys feel, but I was exhausted. There are so many first time. Just like today, we have the first time on live. Once the pandemic hit us, we stopped in-person gathering. And since then, everything is the first time. I have to, work all the, details. Even Zoom before then was, no one knows what is a platform people can go worship online. So we have to figure out Zoom is the way, the platform we used. So by May, June-ish, 6 months ago, I was exhausted. I was just worn out. I was upset. I was angry. Because like I said, even though I'm old in age, but I have been working in the professional world. So ministry world is different. I was more black and white. You do things, you're responsible for doing things. But in the ministry, it can be hard. A lot of gray area. So I sometimes feel like, why we have to do this certain way? I personally feel I'm unfairly treated or criticized unfairly. So I was inside of myself. I was not only exhausted, but I was angry. I was upset. And back then, I was reading Proverbs for my daily devotion. And then one morning, I read towards the end of the proverb, Proverb 30. So that's this is 1-3. Let me read that to you so that you can see how Agur, the author was feeling. The words of Agur, son of Jackie, the oracle. The man declares, I am weary, O God. I am weary, O God, and worn out. Surely I am too stupid to be a man. I have not the understanding of man. I have not learned wisdom. Not have I knowledge the Holy One. So when I read this verse, I would say, that was me. That was just me. I was just too stupid to be a man. I have no knowledge. I have no learned in wisdom. And I was burned out. So I was happy at the same time. I was troubled and I was happy to see, wow, even in the scripture, they have someone in the same bucket, in the same situation like I was at that time. So I need to study further this chapter. I want to know what Agur want to talk to me. He must have something since he talked about his situation, how he get out of his situation. So I kept reading chapter 30, and I was so puzzled with this whole chapter. If you read this before, they have several sets of four things, you know, three things, four things. And unfortunately, today I don't have all the time to share what I have learned from those four things. But today I'm going to share one set of four things. This is four ways too wonderful to me. Initially, when I read this, this four ways, I was so puzzled. It was wonderful, maybe to his days. But nowadays, with scientific research, I think we all know how it happened. But why is in the scripture? And we all know all scripture is beneficial to us. So there must be something that I can learn from this two verses. So I spent a lot of time to meditate and to try to learn from these four ways. And I did find great encouragement. And I did learn a great lessons from this few words. So that's what I'm going to share with you. I hope if you are in the similar situation like I was, hopefully today God's words will give you also encouragement. So let's jump to verse 18 and 19. That is the four things, four ways too wonderful for me. So let me read that. Three things are too wonderful for me. Four I do not understand. The way of an eagle in the sky, the way of a serpent on a rock, the way of a ship on the high seas, and the way of a man with a virgin. So I don't know how about you, but when I read these four things, I have to say, what he's talking about. So really, that's how I was, you know, when I first read this this verse, how I feel. So I spent time, you know, more time on this. So I want to spend one by one what I have learned and how this helped me in my journey of recovering from this burnout. So the first is the way of an eagle in the sky. I think most of us have seen an eagle in the sky. I used to live in Pennsylvania. At this time of the year, you know, it's Pennsylvania. It's just blue sky, just so high up there. And we went out to see the eagles just fly. It's beautiful, beautiful. And nowadays, all the scientific have done the studies how the eagle, you know, can fly, all the airflow without moving the feathers, and, you know, the eagle still can, you know, fly in the sky beautifully. But I don't think that's what Agur was talking about, the scientific the research behind. But he's talking about the way, the road. You know, there's, I'm sure some people, you know, I try to keep my Hebrew and Greek not that go away too quickly. So I still check some languages. So, you know, Derek. So, Derek, right? Yes. Okay, good. So it's a way, it's a road. So it is a manner, behavior, how those things do things. So when you watch an eagle fly in the sky, what do you feel? How do you see the eagle? So I see the eagle fly high up there, above all trees, above the mountains, even above the clouds. So it arises itself above the earthly troubles, the challenges. So it allows itself the flexibility, the freedom, and also it sees the future. It sees the possibilities. So let me tell you a story, what that means to me. I was born in China and in a very poor family. Poverty actually is not the most troubling thing for me, but it was, they called it classes. So because of the communism, society, you know, took out over the country, and people were put into different buckets. So because of my mom's family was kind of rich, so they put her family into this class. That means her and all her children will not be able to get education. So they want to turn the society upside down, and they want to take away people's right, privilege to be educated. So I was in that situation, and there's no hope, basically. Everything, every day, people just, you know, work in the field and just work hard work. But my mom has taught me differently. So she always, from what I've, you know, I can remember, she always said, don't look only what you're facing today, but look to the future. Look at all the possibilities, not being dragged down because of the situation you're facing, the challenges you're facing, but always look to the future, look high up, look at all the freedom. So that is the image, the picture that she always used to help me to look, you know, to rise myself up the challenges. So because of her keep reminding me, you know, give me this perspective of this vision, always look high up there, I was able to keep on going. You know, finish the when the policy changed, I was able to go to college, and even I came to United States, and even when I quitted my job several years ago, it was also because of the image she put in me. She's always saying, there's something that you're called to do. There's something is God planned for you to do. Don't always being comfortable with whatever situation you are. Always look to the future. Always look up the, you know, the things that God wanted you to do. So the way of an eagle in the sky, I want to use that picture to encourage you also. I don't know what troubles or what challenges you are facing into day to day, but I hope you, this image can help us to raise ourselves up, to look at the sky, to look at what God has called you to do. So that is the first thing I want to encourage. This is the first way that has taught me. And in the ministry, we all face challenges. And but this image, this verse helped me to look up what God wanted me to do, get focus. So that's the first way. The second way is the way of a snake on a rock. This was harder one. I would say, what that mean? What is the snake on a rock? I don't know if you have climbed a rock or something. I never did, but I do see how hard it is. You know, especially, you know, the cliff, it's so hard to get up there. But a snake can go up there. So if you can just watch this picture, what is the way of a snake on a rock? It is flexible. It can get around whatever the obstacle in front of the snake. If the rock is it's rocky, I don't know. It's just, yeah, just, you know, just be flexible. Just whatever the curve will be, just feed the curve, but keep on going. That is one thing is very important to me also. Like I mentioned, in the pandemic, we were challenged to get back in-person worship. And last October, we were able to finish our new building, brand new building. We're so excited. I said, let's get back to in-person worship. But the board, our mother church said, no, you don't want to do that. We want to be safe. So I was kind of upset. I was kind of angry. Say, hey, you know, we need to have in-person worship. But instead of arguing, you know, keep arguing, that's the situation that we are in. So just be flexible. So I said, I do whatever way I can to meet with people, to reach out to them. So I start going back to people's backyard to meet with them, to chat with them, to talk about all the gardens and vegetables. So there's always a way. When you think there's a big block of rock in front of you, be flexible. Find a way to get around, to keep on moving forward. So that's the second thing I learned from this second way. The third one is the way of a ship on the high seas. Well, this is also a hard one too. So what that mean, a ship on high seas, on basically in the heart of the waves? I never sail in the sea, in the open sea, or run into the storm. So I have to look up in the online what people do when they run into the storms. And I found they use terminologies I even don't understand. But there's two things I learned just by reading them. One thing, you have to use, they called thunderstorm rig, I think. Like we're a trysail or some type of different things. It looks tiny, looks very small. But when the wind is strong, you won't use some tiny things because you want to survive from those hard blow of the wind. So the first thing I learned is in the storm, take small step. Use the small things to be humble. Don't think I want to, you know, use all my best ski, you know, to deal with this strong wind, but to stay humble, to stay low. Second thing is also very important, because when you fight in the storm, it's exhausting. The waves are so hard, so heavy, so strong. Will take no time, you get exhausted. So keep on fighting. Don't give up that easily. So when I, sometimes I do think about quitting and giving up, but those images, especially when I think about Ms. Chuck Swindle, when he talked about chapel, don't give up easily. That also keep reminding me. But the thing is, how you can keep going when you're on the edge of giving up. That is the last way. The way of a man with a virgin. For this, I think this is the hardest one for me to understand what that means. For the ESV, for the Chinese translation, there's a little bit intent that you could misunderstood that it's a kind of some sexual interaction between a man and a woman. So I said, how this can, you know, help in the ministry? So this, until one day, I found this is nothing with the sexual part. So one day, my son was a freshman, and his girlfriend was still in the senior in high school. So this May, they wanted to go to her prom. As a Chinese parent, that's a no-no, right? With all this pandemic, with thousands of people, you know, in this enclosed area, we're so scared. We give him like 1,000 reasons. You cannot do that. But he keep on asking, keep on asking. And finally, there's something touched my heart. He said, you know, I love her. I want to be with her. I want to be there for her in this special day. So that suddenly reminded me of this verse. A man with a virgin. A man here is a young man. It's just, you know, young man, strong. So this is between a boyfriend, a girlfriend. This is talk about love, talk about compassion. So the way we can sustain in our ministry is the love. Many times, like I mentioned, I was on the edge of thinking to quit, but only way keep me on going is the love to God. And I know that love is not from me. If I want to say, hey, I want to love people, I want to love the ministry, fleshly, I cannot sustain. But that love is from God. So the only way we can sustain in our ministry, in our study, keep on going, is love. Love God, love His words. So these four ways, from heaven to heart. So may God give us a new perspective. Raise us up to the sky, to what God has called us to do. But most important, keep back to His love, to the call that He has called. So lastly, I want to end with verse 4 and 5. Because it's just so beautiful. And let me just read it. So who has ascended to heaven and come down? Who has gathered the wind in his fist? Who has wrapped up the waters in a garment? Who has established all the ends of the earth? What is his name and what is his son's name? Surely you know. Every word of God proves true. He is a shield to those who take refuge in him. So it is God and it is his son, our Lord Jesus Christ. So I'm just so shocked that Agur, in his time, he knows God this deeply. And I want to leave with this word. May he, our Lord Jesus Christ, be the shield for those who take refuge in him. Amen. Thank you very much.